From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. We're news, information, and maybe the start or the end of your day if you're one of those podcasting people. It is January 29th, 2008. I'm Allison Stewart, sitting in today with
Rico Galliano. Good morning.
Good morning, Rico Galliano. I just like to say your name.
I like to, too. And later we're going to be speaking with other Italians, which makes me feel right at home.
All right, now, but you don't speak Italian, we found out, right? Is that the case, or am I blowing your cover?
I blame the public school institutions here in the United States of America. I wasn't offered Italian. I did French.
There you go. And I have to say, you are a trooper to come in and help us out for a couple of days, because you just got back from where?
India.
India.
Yes, and if I can sort of offer a metaphor to describe India, the road to the Taj Mahal, one of the greatest, most touristed monuments in the entire world, is like this twisty, turny, sort of like impossible to navigate shanty town of dirt roads and things like that. And it's really, really hard to get to it and very aggravating. Then when you get into the Taj Mahal, it's like a golden fist smacking you in the eye. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Wow.
So this to me is sort of India. They don't make it easy to enjoy what is great in it, but there's incredible, amazing things.
That's an excellent audio postcard.
Thank you.
From the Taj Mahal. Coming up on the show today, chaos in the Italian government. Should you care? Beppe Severnini says, si. Yes, you should care. He's going to try to.
I understood that part. Producer Ian Chillog is along with what he says is the best song in the world today.
He might be right about this one. Right. And a new book breaks down the distorted pop music of magnetic fields, the joy of distortion in rock and roll. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. Capitol Hill, are you ready to rock? The State of the Union sounded awful lot like President Bush's greatest hits as he took the stage, or rather the rostrum, for one last time, reeling off some familiar-sounding themes, but also throwing in a little new material.
The president opened the show, speech, with a medley related to the economy, the most noteworthy new addition to the catalog, the economic stimulus package, which Bush says will help head off a recession.
This is a good agreement that will keep our economy growing and our people working, and this Congress must pass it as soon as possible.
From there, he moved straight to a run of classics, making tax cuts permanent, reducing pork barrel spending, love that one. Then came a sing-along-worthy reprise of his oldest healthcare tune, the one about government staying out of it. And he gave a big shout-out to No Child Left Behind. The Republican side of the aisle was a sea of Bic lighters held proudly aloft. Even some Democrats looked teary-eyed, I think I saw.
Now, after the set list took a surprising turn, veering off into a rift on free trade agreements with Latin America, at this point, maybe some folks took some time to go to the bathroom or switch the channel to Make Me a Supermodel. But like all good performers, Mr. Bush gave the crowd the expected, the known, the lyric that everyone already knows the words to.
Since 9/11, we have taken the fight to these terrorists and extremists. We will stay on the offense. We will keep up the pressure. And we will deliver justice to our enemies.
That's a great one to hear at a bar. Yes, that old chestnut still gets them out of their seats. And at that point, the president wasn't about to trot out a power ballad. Instead, he broke out the political equivalent of the double guitar.
Ladies and gentlemen, some may deny the surge is working, but among the terrorists, there is no doubt. Al-Qaeda is on the run in Iraq, and this enemy will be defeated.
Now, from some previous State of the Union releases, we've heard about AIDS in Africa, sacrifice for military families, faith-based initiatives. He may even have done a cover version of one of his own favorites, school vouchers, calling them Pell Grants for kids.
I think the kids call it a remix these days.
You're right. Mr. Bush brought it home with the State of the Union equivalent of Twist and Shout, Freedom and Liberty. We noticed that he didn't say the State of the Union is strong, which is usually par for the course, but he did wrap things up like this.
With confidence in freedom's power and trust in the people, let us set forth to do their business. God bless America.
And all assembled gave him the devil horn salute, at least representatives from the godless North. That's the BPP big story. We'll have more on the State of the Union coming up when we talk to Newsweek's Richard Wolff. But first, here's Rachel Martin with the news.